All right, everyone, I'm going to go ahead and get started. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Military Recreation Facility Development Review Committee meeting. Before we begin, we would like to make a few reminders and recognize the following board members in attendance. We have Dustin Graybaugh, Eric Hales, Dallin Kocher, and Ray Whitchurch. And we would like to excuse Derek Brenchley, Doug Smith, and Max Covey. Board members, we ask that you indicate your name before commenting or making a motion for the public record. With those reminders, I'll turn the floor over to the vice chair to conduct this meeting.
Thanks, Morgan. For everyone who's paying attention, Morgan mentioned Derek Brenchley. So Nicole is the executive director of the MRF, and by that role, she actually sets the chair of this DRC. Previously, she herself has been occupying that, but she's changed that designation so that Derek Brenchley is now the chair of the DRC. And I guess I'm vice chair until we change that. So we'll go ahead and kick off our meeting and start with a review and approval of the minutes from the April 14th meeting. Board, any questions?
Dustin, this is Dallin. I'll make a motion to approve the meeting minutes.
Okay, we have a motion by Dallin Kocher. We have a
This is
second.
Eric, and I'll second it.
Eric, second. All board members in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed, say nay. And I'll note that Max Covey's joined us, so he did vote in favor of that. So, all right, let's go ahead with Rob presenting the Jamara Recreation Area site plan.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, committee members. I'm going to try and share my screen here and we can get this going. Can you see that staff report?
Yes, we can.
Okay, perfect. All right. This preview of this project, the Jamara Recreation Site, came before you a few months ago, and we had anticipated following that, then following that up the next month with the actual site plan presentation, but that didn't happen, obviously. So we are here today to go through the details of this site plan. This is the Jamara Recreation Site. As you can see here on this aerial, it's on the east side of Highway 40, across from the Grand Hyatt there, just south of the southeast of the Mayflower exit. And west, obviously, of Jordan L Reservoir. So the project consists of, and we went through this last time, so I'll go through it really quickly again. It is a recreation site consisting of multiple sports courts, pickleball courts, and tennis courts, also synthetic turf fields, including one main building, a combination restroom pavilion there, centered in between the pickleball courts at the north. There are other various shade structures scattered throughout the site, associated with the courts and the playground there that's on the east side of the tennis courts. Additionally, there is a looping trail system that meanders the site, and that the main circulation trail will be an asphalt trail. And then we also have some extensions and spurs that will be a soft surface trail that that take you down to the 319 connector and connect you to other areas of the site and to properties adjacent to this one. Finally, there is a large parking lot that you see there, kind of central east of the site. And on the east side of that parking lot is a proposed bike park. Interesting thing about this development. So the parking lot, as described briefly in the staff report, is going to be shared use in the fact that it'll be shared between the Jamara and the recreation facilities here, and Excel Development parking for resort uses and different things. Because of that. Just technically, this application, the site plan application for this excludes the infrastructure for the parking lot. That is being submitted through a separate infrastructure permit application, and will be built by Extel separate from the recreation facilities. With that, I'll just go through some of the, again, some of the sheets that are included in the site plan package. This is just the overall site plan, again, showing the amenities that we've talked about. A recent addition to the plans that actually wasn't reflected on the previous rendering is this roundabout that's on the northeast portion of the site. It's actually off the recreation property itself, but will facilitate entry into the parking lot and into any commercial development that occurs in what we call the shark fin that's, just northeast of the roundabout there. Again, you can see the synthetic fields, the courts, the trail systems, and all that other stuff. And just flipping through full engineering plans, engineering site plan, grading plan. One thing I failed to mention, it's obviously in the report, is the recreation facility, if you're familiar with the site, is being built on capped tailing ponds. And so, as we describe the ponds in this area, we have three ponds. Ponds one and three are underneath the recreation facility and the parking lot. Pond number two, just for reference, I zoom in here. The southern parking lot, if you've been out there on site, this parking lot is built, and that parking lot is built on what we call pond number two. And so one of the intents of this project is to is not only to provide obviously a recreational facility for the public, but to also protect those tailing ponds and keep their capped nature, protect them from damage and infiltration and different things like that. So utilities plans, we have worked with JSSD. One of the things we added more recently in the site plan package is the proposed utility connections north of the roundabout and up to the 319 here to get utilities to our site. That would be water and sewer, and actually power is coming from that direction as well. Maybe a little more interesting is the layout of our restroom and pavilion facility. I'll zoom in a little bit so maybe you can read some of the language, the words that are on the screen there. So as you can see, there will be multiple restroom stalls, a couple ADA stalls. Those are, unisex, individual stalls entered separately to a common wash area that are outside of those restrooms. We'll have a small office for operational purposes, obviously mechanical spaces for the systems required for the facility. Then also a concessions component to this, and so that if there are tournaments or different things happening at the facility, there's an opportunity to have a concessions operation from the would be the east side on the top of your screen here, the concessions area with a couple of windows there for concessions. Decently sized storage area. And then again, some storage area specifically for the concession operation. And then finally, again, built in the same structure, but would be open air, would be a pavilion component that would be on the south side of this structure that would open to the synthetic turf fields that are to the south. Just some architectural renditions of what that building could look like. Again, a combination of heavy timber elements, stone, bases and columns, and then board and batten siding as well. Here's a shot at the electrical plans. Again, these two sheets are kind of phased. This one shows the lighting for the parking lot area, separate from and what this says that's phase one. Again, that's being built separately by Extel. And then the remainder of the site would be a separate phase, and that would include site lighting for pedestrian circulation and safety. And then also currently we do have designed so that the sports courts could be lighted if we wanted them to be. So that has been a consideration. Photometrics for that lighting. And then finally, just a snapshot of the proposed landscape plan. And really, again, because of the sensitive natures of the cap tailings ponds, and because of the nature of what we're proposing recreationally, the proposed landscaping is limited and selective on top of the caps, and predominantly native in nature, and would be fully only drip irrigated, no overhead spray irrigation, and would be obviously controlled by automatic controller. And have a baseline controller actually that can control and monitor water usage, and if there are any breaks in the system to make sure that we're not, again, penetrating or impacting the cap tailing ponds. I think with that, obviously, generally everything has been submitted that is required of the site plan process. There are some fine details that we are working through with JSSD and the fire district as well, and we will continue to work on those elements as we move into infrastructure permit. But with that, staff recommends that the MIDA DRC approve the Jamara Recreation Area site plan based on successful completion of two conditions at this point. All outstanding engineering comments be resolved and signed off by the MIDA review engineer, JSSD, and WCFD through the infrastructure permit process, and the landscape and irrigation plan be adjusted as required by the DWQ. I'll speak to that last condition really quickly. As I mentioned, we are currently proposing some landscaping on top of the tailings ponds, which it does include irrigation drip system. That is, as the condition implies, is being currently reviewed by the DWQ. If they come back and say that we cannot put any landscaping and irrigation on top of the ponds, then we will obviously have to adjust our plans accordingly to meet their desires. But we are hoping that in the limited areas that we do have landscaping, they will be agreeable to that, especially with the control systems we have for the irrigation system. But with that, I will turn it back over to you, Dustin, for any questions or comments.
Thanks, Rob. Let's see. Ray, you got something you want to share?
Yeah. Did you say, I didn't catch it, but did you say that it's artificial turf on top of those ponds?
Yeah, it's all synthetic turf fields. Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
I just wanted to open it up since I think maybe Derek qualifies as the applicant on this, Derek Herndon. I don't know if you. Derek, if you want to raise
Yes.
your hand, if you want to say anything or not, but Morgan, if you can let Derek talk.
Can you hear
Go
me?
ahead, Derek.
Hi. Yeah, thank you everyone for your time and attention on this to the board. It's exciting to bring this forward for sure. Been a long time coming, but I think Rob hit all the high points. I would just add that we have been working closely with DWQ throughout this process. To make sure that it is a benefit. And one other thing, in addition to the synthetic turf that Ray mentioned, is that we will have an HDPE welded liner beneath those synthetic turf areas to also just minimize infiltration. So that was it. If there's any other questions, I'm happy to answer them, but
Thanks,
that's all.
Derek. Eric.
A question or possibly a comment. Just when it comes to landscape, we are in the wildland urban interface, so we'll have to kind of take that into account, particularly with any trees near structures. So I just want to make sure that that's on the radar with your landscape designer.
Yes, we will take that into account.
Okay, board, any other questions? If not, we're looking for a motion on the site plan.
This is Ray. I move to Are we approving this or recommending it?
I think we are a go ahead,
You are the approving body. This is Richard
okay.
Catton.
I move to approve the site plan as presented with the conditions.
Okay, we have a motion by Ray to approve the site plan with the conditions recommended by staff. Do we have a second?
This is Eric.
Justin,
Or
go
go
ahead,
ahead.
Eric.
Go ahead, Max.
Here's Eric. Dustin, this is Max. I go ahead and second that motion.
Thanks, Max. Okay, all board members in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
And any opposed say nay. Okay, that was approved unanimously. So let's go on to the Cormont condominium plat. Rob.
Thank you, Dustin. One second while I share my screen again. Okay, this is another project that you have seen many times in different iterations. This is focusing on the Cormont development that you see here highlighted just south of the MWR Hotel, the Grand Hyatt, just west of Highway 40. And what the application is before you today is a plat amendment, and this is a commercial plat amendment. And so I'm going to zoom in on my screen. This obviously shows the greater Cormont area and the existing plat that exists that, for that piece of ground. I'll zoom in into the three different creations of this proposed plat amendment. That would be commercial unit 601. That's kind of this amorphous shape here. 602, it's that diamond shape, and then 603 in green, that is the trapezoidal shape there. As I mentioned in my staff report, the commercial unit 601 is the area that the ice ribbon will sit on, so creating a space for that. And then the diamond shape, commercial unit 602, is for the Zamboni building associated with that ice ribbon. And then commercial unit 603 is for a small little retail commercial building called the Hive, I believe, or Beehive, maybe one of the two. Anyway, it's going to be a concession store, convenience store potentially, as part of the plaza development within the Cormont buildings here. Finally, those are the three main things in the plat amendment. The fourth one is just a little cleanup item. There used to be a utility easement here on the north side of the property that is not being used, as is no longer needed, and so that this plat amendment will remove that that easement that was there. But with that, I guess I'll go back to my staff report. There is a change to the staff report in that we had originally proposed that recommendation of approval. Based on the completion of revisions to the plat note. It was actually plat note number 12 to be updated to the satisfaction of and approval of MIDA legal counsel. I'll let Richard confirm this, but I believe that condition has already been satisfied. So we remove that from the staff report and from our motion or recommendation, sorry, and just say that we recommend that the MIDA DRC approve the Cormont condominium plat phase one commercial amended. Period. But
And
again,
Rob, I can confirm that that plat note change has been made
great,
and
thank
I've been
you.
approved.
So with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Dustin, for again any comments or questions.
Thank you. Do we have a applicant that would like to speak to this? Sadiq?
Hello, yes, thank you so much. Rob, you did an amazing job explaining the whole amendment, so I have nothing further to add. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Any questions from the board? If not, we're looking for a motion to approve the condominium plat as presented with no conditions.
Vice Chair, I'll make that motion. This is Eric.
Okay, so we have a motion from Eric. We have a second.
This is Ray. I'll second it.
A second from Ray. Okay. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
And any opposed, say nay. Okay, that sounds unanimous. Okay, Richard's going to give us some Open Public Meetings Act training.
Thank you, Dustin. You all should have received in your packet that you got for this meeting a one-page item that is the Utah Open Public Meetings Act training for MITA boards and committees. The Open Meetings Act allows the head of an agency, essentially in this case our board, the MITA board chair, to designate how we do our training. And this is this. So what you're receiving is a similar training to the MITA board and all the PID boards and all the other entities within MITA. We have a pretty summary training. We provided you with this list. I'm going to go through a couple of the items just to highlight them. But the gist of it all is very simple, and that is we should be holding open and public meetings. And the DRC in particular, there are some reasons you can close a meeting, but I can't envision the DRC ever having those conditions in place. It's things like security and talking about employees' competence and things like that. So, like I said, I can't envision us holding a closed meeting, so I'm not going to spend any time on that. If that was going to take place, I would probably be heavily involved along with other people from MITA in making that happen. Just a quick reminder what a meeting is. And this is the reason I bring this one up is this is a change from what it was for many years. We do this training every year. This changed, I believe, about a year and a half ago. So it's cut the sec maybe the second time we've done this training with this new definition of meeting down in paragraph three. It's a meeting convened by an individual with the authority to convene the public body, in this case, the DRC, who follows that process for convening that meeting. And then B is pretty important. B is convened for the express purpose of acting as a public body to receive public comment about a relevant matter, to deliberate about a relevant matter, or to take action upon a relevant matter. And a relevant matter is something the board has, or in this case, the committee has jurisdiction over, such as the site plan and the plat that you saw today. The reason that was a big change, just real quickly, is previously we had a struggle, and all organizations had somewhat of a struggle of being able to, for example, invite you all to a general MITA event because you weren't going to, if you all showed up, we had a quorum. And then we had to go through, well, geez, do we have to put up notices for that? And it wasn't a real meeting. You weren't doing any business. So they've corrected the law so that those are no longer a problem. And that's been a big benefit to the staff side. We don't have to worry about that anymore. We can freely invite you to MITA events if those occur. I would like to point out that the public notices that go out for this meeting and for all the MITA meetings, that is under the direction of Derek Brenchley. He's our chief operating officer, but it's Morgan Nebaker, who you heard at the start of the meeting today. She's the one that physically does all that. And of course, she sends out the packets to you and we take pride at MITA in how well we do that, quite frankly. We make sure everything's in place, they're all posted in the right places. So we take care of that for you on a staff basis. The one or two other things I wanted to point out was MITA has some unique statutory provisions. This is down in paragraph seven. That enable us to hold electronic meetings a little bit differently than most other state agencies. Most agencies or most state entities or governmental entities in Utah have to have, for example, an anchor location where people could show up physically, and MITA is exempt from that. Because we're statewide and because we have, quite frankly, our MITA people are all over the place, not all centrally located, we're allowed to hold meetings by Zoom, like we are doing today. The two things that you really can't do, let me just mention those, and these are down in eight and nine. Eight is you can't predetermine things, okay? So you guys can't talk amongst yourself before the meeting, by phone, by in person, by email, whatever, and predetermine an outcome. All that has to be done in the meeting itself. Two of you could talk, about something that's on the agenda if you wanted to, but you can't do it as a group, as a quorum, if that makes any sense. And then emails and texts. And this does explain N and 9 that you're not restricted from, again, emailing each other about something on the agenda or sending each other text messages or something like that. But we would encourage you never to do that during a meeting. Okay. If you need to converse with another board committee member during a meeting, please do it in the open meeting and not by text. And with that, I'll let you ask any questions you may have. And what else I would encourage you is if you ever do have an Open Meetings Act question, please feel free to contact me or anybody else from MIDA. We have several lawyers that handle these kinds of things all the time. And we're more than happy to answer any questions you may have. With that, I'll close.
Thank you, Richard. Board, any questions on the Open Public Meeting Act? Seeing none, our next meeting is scheduled for August 11th at 2 p.m. And we're looking for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
See, I'll say Dallin made the motion and Ray, you seconded it?
Yeah.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. See you all.
Meeting adjourned 2:26. Thanks, everyone.